It's Tuesday, December 10th, 2019, and I'm Dave Sobel. Four things to know today. Amazon in the news in D.C. and New York, the FTC rules on Cambridge Analytica, and Microsoft takes things away but launches something new. This is the Business of Tech. Let's catch up with Amazon, who's made news on two fronts. First, JEDI, the Pentagon's cloud computing initiative. Amazon Web Services has directly claimed that President Trump's repeated public and private attacks against the company and its CEO Jeff Bezos are to blame for the loss of the contract. Pulling quotes from the filing, the use of DoD to pursue his own personal and political ends with the intention to screw Amazon. Meanwhile, in New York's Hudson Yards, Amazon has leased new office space for more than 1,500 employees. This comes a year after the abandoned HQ2 plans to launch in New York. Politicians critical of the H2Q deal have spoken out to observe that Amazon is, quote, coming anyway, end quote, with those who favored the deal having noted the smaller investment the company is making with less jobs being created. Why do we care? This isn't a politics podcast, but politics does influence tech. There's really no surprise that Amazon calls out the president's comments in their protest. This contract is going to be substantially delayed as the courts get involved. There's also no surprise that Amazon is growing in New York City. New York is a growing tech hub, and it's entirely expected that Amazon's going to continue to expand there. My opinion? They don't need any help from local governments to grow their business, and will do it on their own regardless. Here's the proof. And we haven't even talked about privacy yet today. So, let's talk about privacy. The Federal Trade Commission issued a decision on Friday stating Cambridge Analytica did illegally harvest personal information of millions of Facebook users. The agency ordered the company, currently in bankruptcy, to delete the data along with any material developed from the information. The decision was unanimous. Back in July, the FTC reached a tentative agreement with Facebook over a host of alleged privacy violations, including this one. It has not been accepted by the U.S. District Court, but if accepted, it would immunize Facebook from prosecution for privacy violations that occurred before mid-June of this year. Why do we care? Well, now we do have a definitive answer. There was illegal conduct here. The FTC's agreement with Facebook is troubling, as there isn't apparent reason why the government would settle so many privacy violations. Watching the courts here will give good insight into how previously established law will drive behavior in the U.S. We care to watch how this plays out with the implications going forward. Today is the official end of life of Windows 10 Mobile. Microsoft has also announced that the Windows 10 mobile Office applications will now have an end-of-life date of January 12, 2021. And in other spaces on the decline, IDC says the server market has tanked for the second consecutive quarter. Revenues declined 6.7% year-on-year, and shipments are down by 3.7% to just under 3.1 million units. Why do we care? This is the story about things that are dead and dying. If you are a customer still using Windows 10 Mobile, that has clearly gone the way of the dodo, and so we raise a glass to Microsoft's now-dead mobile operating systems. On the server equipment side, this is more data that reinforces that for the SMB space, server sales are not a growth opportunity. Enterprise compute is high, that's important to note. However, overall, the server market is getting smaller. However, on the new and released side of things, Microsoft has released its first Office application for Linux. Microsoft Teams is in public preview with the application available in native Linux packages. Why do we care? Desktop Linux with Microsoft apps is one of the things that felt like it would never happen and is just more evidence of the Microsoft ecosystem-friendly strategy. We're a long way from the days of open source as a cancer, and Nadella is no Balmer. Office and the cloud are the platform for Microsoft, even with Linux. The Business of Tech is brought to you by the Killing It Podcast. Episode 36 is out. This week, the guys talk about Walmart and Amazon battling it out in the drone wars, how to engage your vendors, and the contract for the web and what it means from an opportunity perspective. Three experts, three topics, 30 minutes, and one focus on making money in IT. Catch the show on your favorite podcatcher or on MSPradio.com. Thanks for listening to The Business of Tech. You can find us online at mspradio.com, in your favorite podcatcher, in your news flash for Amazon Alexa, or find episodes on Facebook, Twitter, or YouTube. If you like what you hear, share it with one of your colleagues, and we will see you for more news tomorrow.